seeing a lot of new sandwich places popping up, and there's a new place called Taco China, and this taco, but it's spelled T-A-K-O, and China, C-H-E-E-N-A, and it's kind of a play on words, obviously, because the owner, Pom Munglocken, people know Pom Pom's Sandwicheria and Tea Room.
Yes.
She knows something about sandwiches, by the way. She does a real good job at Pom Pom's.
So that's the same person.
She's got a new place, and it's true fusion cuisine. Most places that say they do fusion are misusing the word, but she has taken the taco device, if you will, tortilla, basically.
Tortilla.
And added kind of Asian influences into it.
That sounds good.
So yeah, it's really unusual. You might find a Chinese style pork belly in the taco, or you might have Thai peanut chicken, and the flavors are just so distinct and so vibrant. And this is just one of the best deals in town because they don't cost a lot of money. I still count a taco as a sandwich, don't you?
Yes, sure. I think that counts as
anything,
a sandwich.
Anything that can be eaten with your hands, I think, is a sandwich. And bread involved.
Yes.
So I do recommend Taco China. It's a terrific place. Also on Mills Avenue in the Mills 50 district. Well, I say I found Mediterranean Deli recently, but it turns out that I'd been there before in a different place. But it was great to have an excuse to go back because not only do they serve a wonderful shawarma sandwich, and that's meat stuffed into a pita pocket. Again, we're talking a sandwich device.
Yes, and, that counts.
You know, with all sorts of just really wonderful things in there and that wonderful spiced meat. But I just like the owner of the place is just so warm and welcoming. It's just wonderful to go in there. Even if the food had only been mediocre, which it's not, it's really wonderful. It's just terrific to see somebody who enjoys his business, enjoys his customers. You don't walk in without him saying, "Welcome, my brother. What can I get you, my brother?"
And, really nice.
And the same thing when you leave. He makes sure that he stops what he's doing for just the briefest moment to look up and sincerely say, "Thank you for coming in. I wish everybody who owns a restaurant would just stop in there for just a two-minute example of what it's like to run a business." And another place that's doing Mediterranean sandwiches that's kind of hard to find and hard to get to, but it's Balagan Kosher Mediterranean. And it's almost literally a hole in the wall at the UCF Student Union. You've got to you first got to find a place to park on campus, and good luck with that.
Yes.
But once you're there, and by the way, they also have a kiosk in the UCF arena whenever there's an event going on there. So if you're going to something at the UCF arena, make sure that you look for the Balagan Kosher Mediterranean. And there I had a shawarma. And you know, it was so good that I found a little place to eat it, and I only ate half of it, and I wrapped the rest up because I was going to take it home and enjoy it. I got back to my car, and I unwrapped it, and I just sat there and ate the rest of it. It was just so good.
That is high praise.
It was good.